Hello, Ocean, my friends, the Heinz Honey and Almond Cream program. Starring George Burns and Heinz Honey, Gracie Allen with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
100 million strong, that's right, you can't go wrong, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Say, George, did you enjoy the broadcast we were on Saturday night for the Red Cross?
I certainly did.
It was quite a love scene I did with Edward G. Robinson.
You did a love scene with Edward G. Robinson?
We kissed for 10 minutes.
You did?
Yeah, then the curtain went up and the show started.
What's Robinson got that I haven't got?
Well...
Quiet.
Eddie Robinson put his lips against mine, and boy, oh boy, what burning kisses.
Burning kisses?
Yeah, he forgot to take the cigar out of his mouth.
Probably smokes his kisses very short.
Oh, he does.
I thought so, yeah.
That was sure great talent on that Red Cross show. Donna Meachie, Charles Lawton, Paul Muni, Jimmy Cagney.
George Burns.
Don't change the subject. Pat O'Brien, Orson
Welles. Gracie, what happened to you Saturday night after the show? Where did you disappear to?
Come here.
Oh, a secret, huh?
I drove home in a rumble seat with Eddie.
With Eddie Robinson, huh?
And he put his arm around me.
He put his arm around me?
Twice.
Twice?
He has very long arms.
I've seen Robinson in all of his pictures, and he never puts his arms around a girl.
Did you see him in Little Squeezer?
No, I'm waiting for it to come to my neighborhood drive-in.
Listen, when we got home,
yes.
We parked in front of the house,
mm-hmm.
And just after I kissed him goodnight,
yes.
He was held up by two men.
He was held up by two men?
When I kiss them, they've got to be held up.
Or call for Dr. Kildare.
You know, George...
Oh, hello, Ray.
Hello. I heard your broadcast on Saturday night while having dinner at Frank Parker's house.
Did you like it, Ray?
All except the soup.
I'm talking about the radio show.
Oh, you were very good on the program, George. Especially when you were doing that grocery store sketch. You sounded as full of pep as if you were drinking scotch and soda.
Ray, that was Lum and Abner.
Well, whatever it was, I keep on drinking it because I've never heard you funnier.
You ought to see me when I've had a couple of Tony Martinis. Frank, did you hear the show Saturday night?
Oh, sure I did.
Hello.
Hello, Gracie.
How did you like me?
Oh, you were great, colossal, marvelous, it says here.
How did that get in the script? I really was terrific. You know, that audience laughed every time I opened my mouth.
Now, you ought to get your teeth fixed.
I happen to have a beautiful set of teeth.
You said it. They're the best money can buy.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is our last broadcast for Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Next Monday, we go on a different network for a new sponsor.
Yeah, it's all over, George.
That's too bad, Gracie.
Yeah. Just as I was getting to know that pretty usher, too.
Everybody has been wonderful. The people we worked with, the radio station, the sponsor.
The usher.
Past year has been one of the happiest in my life. But now that the time has come for me to leave this program, I'm not ashamed to say that there's a big lump in my throat.
Why did you swallow it?
I can't.
You mean you're afraid it'll spoil your dinner, huh?
Yeah, the radio business, what is it? You don't see the people you're entertaining. You work day in and day out with those jokes, thinking, struggling for new ideas. Then comes the end of the year and the program is over. And what have you got?
A fortune.
money. After all, Frank, what can you do with money?
Are you kidding?
memories, and now it's all over.
Yes, it's all over. And, well, I can't go on. I just can't go on.
Oh, you must.
I can't, George. I just can't.
Why not?
There's a page missing.
memories. Truman, I can remember the first time I met you.
Sure enough, George.
Was in the Brown Derby having lunch, and it just so happened I needed a fellow like you.
Yes, to pay the check.
If I remember correctly, Truman, I gave you a contract that day, and you took the check.
Well, I had to. The contract was written on the back of it.